Yeah, out of sight. That is Aretha Franklin, and this is the Phil Hendry Show. And we're playing around with some more settings, new settings here. This is we've pumped up our fucking master to ungodly fucking heights. Everything's been pumped up here, man. Everything is just jam-packed fucking tight. And we're going to see exactly where we at here on Phil Fucks Up Another Podcast. You can probably hear it, even if an untrained ear, if you want to put it that way, you can probably hear how I've just squeezed everything. I mean, I just got so sick of listening to the old shit that this is the way it's going to be, you know, even if it's a little bit sibilant.
A little bit sibilant? Christ almighty, it's just...
It is. It's very distracting, Phil. Fuck it. Okay?
That's what I say, Mr. Henry. That's what I say, is say fuck it.
Yeah. Don't let anybody bum you out.
Well, it's bumming me out. Brother, it's bumming me out righteously.
Oh, righteously? Get a load of you. What are you, some soul brother or something?
What is that supposed to mean? What does that mean, Margaret?
Well, right, the right... Well, never mind. The righteous brothers were white, yeah? Right? Brother, white,
Yeah, they were white. Yeah, you're really stuck now, aren't you, Margaret?
No, I'm not. Were the righteous brothers white?
Yes, they were.
Then it's all right to use the term.
What if they were black?
It would still be all right to use the term, but you're white, and so you'd look like a real schmuck. Answer my prayer, baby.
We've got, tonight, we're going to do Steve Bozell, Brad Rifkin, and Herb Sewell. Yes, let me just look at the level on that.
Herb Sewell here, Phil. Well, you know, it's exciting to be with you. And I, you know, but I'm talking about this clown. This is a man.
Well, now, what clown is this?
What clown is it? It's the congressional candidate for the sixth. It's the sixth congressional.
It's the sixth congressional candidate.
The sixth out of how many? Seven?
No, it's the... Can I do it, Margaret, please? It's the sixth...
Congressional district.
Yes, the sixth congressional district. And this ass...
Bud, what did you say?
Bud, shut up.
Dickman, if I've got a... Look at it. I've been out of Atascadero now a number of years. I don't want to go back, but I'll risk going back just to keep your mouth shut.
Oh, my God. You're going to cut me up and use me like chum, just like Randall Toomey.
Who?
You don't remember Randall Toomey?
I don't know who the hell you're talking about.
Now, wait a minute. Randall Toomey?
You belch enough? Do you need to put out some more gas there?
Put out more gas?
I said it. I don't stutter.
Yeah, poor Herb is going to get it tonight. Yeah, you know, and the other thing to solve the problem is just going to shuffle on this goddamned...
Answer my prayer.
Okay. You know, we're doing a... What is our... We're doing a special. We're doing a... Where is it? Where is the cunt? Where is... All right, General. Where is the... General Marketing here. That's the link. We're going to change the preview down to... Where is the 20% off? Gearing up for the Memorial Day week. This sale this week offering a simple 20%... off annual BSP for new members. Wanted to make sure we have our bases covered for any terms. Was this today? Okay. Huh? Okay. Anything I need to know? No, I think we just want to define terms. This is for new members only. Existing members cannot buy a second year at a discounted price. As in don't currently have a membership. Right on, got it. If they had in the past and canceled, that's fine. Gotcha. And they order from a special spot on the site, I guess. Yes, I'll provide the link when it's finished. Sweet. LOL. That's all my questions. Oops, one sec. Right on. And here is our Miami archives. Okay. Okay. I'll do the pitch. I'll do the BSP pitch. Forever and ever. Jesus, next week, Adam's coming in here to redo the studio. Next fucking week? No. The first week in June. That's not quite next week. It's almost next week, but it's not.
G for gnarly, I for irk, H is for hour, J for jalapeno, good in either corn or flour, tortillas,
nice rhyme,
K is for knickknack, L is for llama.
Llama, llama, ding. What's so strange about llama?
Llama, it starts with two L's.
What's the second one for?
No idea.
I know. Loser.
M for mnemonic. N is for gomo.
Forever and ever and ever.
Yeah. Thank you. Woo! What are we doing, man? We're going to start out with Steve Ozell. Let me get Steve's... is he at the pond? Ay, ay, ay. No. Don't you pass out on me yet, pig. Don't you pass out on me yet. Dirty Harry. I didn't just... Yeah, it's a line from Dirty Harry. No, you oinker. Smell like bacon around here. You know what? This. What am I doing?
Steve's at the pond, man. You know, I can find the goddamn pond every day and twice on Sunday. It's finding everything else here in a field with crickets.
Yeah, there we go. Put this here. And then we're going to be doing Brad Rifkin from Vegas. Where would Brad be? From the Bellagio in Las Vegas. Brad the Booger, Brad Rifkin with us. Brad, how's it feeling?
It's pretty good, Phil. And hello, everybody. This is Brad Rifkin, your Vegas connection here with Rifkin Advertising, talking to you live here from Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, Phil's asking me about the Stanley Cup and the Vegas Golden Knights. Who would ever know? Who would ever guess that it'd be the Vegas Golden Knights, Joe?
Absolutely, and I have to tell you, Brad, I'm proud of the team. They've done a phenomenal job under head coach Larry Blazingame. I don't know what his name is.
That's fine.
And, of course, the great players they have in Las Vegas. They've got Butch Johnson, you know, et cetera.
We got to make the names up because we don't know who they are. But there's great players on the team, I'm sure you understand.
Of course there's great players. Don't they deserve to have their names mentioned?
Oh, God.
Get a load of you.
Well, what a ball buster you are. You're a real ball breaker, Phil. Phil Henry, you're a ball breaking son of a bitch.
All right. Okay, so that's groovy. That's grooved. Hey, man, wait a minute. Yeah, you got to do that. Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Jesus. All right. Forever and ever. And then that's Brad. And then we have Steve Ozell and then Herb Sewell talking about this clown. And Herb is in a decidedly, is he the chamber concert? Chamber music concert?
yes, Phil, I'm at my harpsichord lesson. So could we make this?
At your harpsichord lesson?
Yes, I'm at my harpsichord lesson. That is my proctor and my professor, Dr. Erling, and he's playing a Baroque piece there from Mozart, I believe.
No, I didn't know you were into the harpsichord, Herb.
Right. You finally got that one out.
I'm sorry, but it was very unusual. You into the harpsichord? Why, it only seems like yesterday that you were murdering children and burying them in places in Antarctica.
Oh, man, what a cunt.
Goodbye.
You know, Margaret, you...
I don't know. That's we can do that, but also I got to have a steady background. My darling, believe me. Believe me. For me, there is no... How about Herb's in a bathtub?
no, you can't, Phil. You can't say that because the bathwater... Larry, give me more, will you? Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, that's fantastic, Larry. This is Herb Sewell, and I'm here with you, and you're here with me, and Bunny makes three. Bunny Bellhaven, Phil, I have news. Bunny Bellhaven has had a stroke.
Oh, good Lord.
Yes, and she, although she faked it, Bunny Bellhaven, Phil, has had a stroke, and...
is really, and Walter is trying to get out of Atascadero to, and they asked Walter if he'd like to get out to see how she is, and he said, well, I'm not a doctor, I can't do anything for her. So,
well, he doesn't want to see his wife?
Well, he does, of course he does, but Walter feels better inside because he knows that the minute he goes past the walls, people are going to start dying. It's just it's that simple.
Is Bunny in any danger from him?
Are you kidding? He's scared to death of Bunny. And that's been another thing. And this really hurts to say this, but it's almost as if Walter Belhaven.
It's kind of dark, though. Bunny Belhaven had a stroke.
Bunny Belhaven, Phil, you remember Bunny, was arrested last week for counterfeiting, for shoplifting. She was arrested for a tax scam. She tried peddling the head. Bunny was in a gin game and tried to pawn off this head on some woman. She was in her weekly pinochle game. And
pinochle, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, it's bridge. I'm sorry, not pinochle. And she tried to enter this skull that she has to pay off some debts, and the other person just apparently went berserk. Bunny Belhaven, Phil, is driving a funny car. Bunny Belhaven's driving a funny car. Is driving a top fuel dragster at Irwindale this year. I don't know if you know anything about drag racing.
Not at all, no.
Well, you don't know anything about it.
Well, I know the drivers, but I don't know the specifics of the sport. I enjoy it.
Yeah, because I think it's the dullest thing that man has ever invented. Two cars going, and that's it. But Bunny seems to think she's hot shit. Walter forbade it, and she told Walter where he could stick that, and he's not about to go up against her. So she's going to have her first race this weekend in Peoria at the Peoria International Speedway there, and good luck to her.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we're going to start out with Steve Ozell. We go to Herb Sewell, and we go to Brad Rifkin, probably the toughest one of them all. Yeah.
Right, and here is Joe Dickhead. Joe?
Thank you very much, Brad. This is quite an accomplishment, the most accomplished expansion team in the history of the National Hockey League. In fact, it was the most accomplished expansion team in all of sports.
That's right. There's no expansion club has done what they've done.
No, not at all. And so we are looking forward to not being familiar with hockey. What do you think?
Well, what I think is this. I think they skate good. They don't fall down when they skate. They slap happy the puck.
Yeah, that's called a slap shot, yeah.
Yeah, they hit that good. And the other thing you do in hockey is you got to be able to fight.
Yeah, they really mix it up out there on the ice, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And so you got to be able to punch and swing and all that and be able to punch so that the guy's helmet flies off. And then the body checking and board checking and stuff like that. It looks like Vegas can do it all, and they do it gooder. It looks to me like Vegas can do it all, and they do it gooder.
Why are there those spikes, man? What are those fucking spikes? Is that because of the phone?
I think it is, Phil. I think the goddamn things is spiking on you. Yeah, I think so, Phil. I don't know what to tell you.
Testing 1, 2, 3. All right. All right, Sammy. Sammy, my brother. Okay, good. There we go. All right. Okay. And, oh yeah, I gotta do this. Okay, man. Here we go.
Well, listen, if you like the Phil Henry podcast, I got a feeling you're going to like Dennis Miller's new podcast, The Dennis Miller Option. It's every Wednesday at Podcast One. Did I call it new?
Well, you don't know if it's new or not. It's probably been around for a long time.
Yeah, I think it is, Mr. Renato. I looked it up.
You looked it up. So how long has Dennis been doing it?
Not sure.
We're not clear on that.
Then maybe it is new. Anyway, if you like this podcast, you'll like the Dennis Miller Option. I'm pretty sure. It's every Wednesday at Podcast One. The snarky king of comedy is back to provide his no-holds-barred opinion on current events, politics, pop culture, and whatever else is on Dennis's mind. And there's a lot of wild stuff on that mind. So check this out, baby. It's the Dennis Miller Option at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. And remember to rate and review. And rate and review this one, too, because you can't go wrong, man, with the rate and the review.
And you're Phil Henry.
Yes, I'm Phil Henry. I do all the voices on the show. Welcome. Famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California, and welcome to our show. We have with us... Now, why did you do that, man?
But...
Oh, that was fucked up, Jack. Don't goddamn do that.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did. You fucked it all up, man. Hold the goddamn phone, Jim. Shut your whore mouth. There we go. Shut your filthy hole. All right. No, not downloads. Not downloads. Not downloads. There. Okay. Where is the song? Nope. Songs. There we go. Where's the VU? All right. VU is there. Where's my copy? Is here, and then we will do the groove and the thing. All right.